88.5 KCSN, it's Jeff Penfield here, joined live in studio with Colvin and Earl. That's Sean Colvin and Steve Earl. Their new album is Colvin and Earl, and they're going to be on Conan tomorrow. And then on Friday night, they've got a show at the Luckman Fine Arts Complex. That's at Cal State LA. Thank you so much to both of you for coming on by today.
Thanks for having us.
It's always a pleasure having, two great artists, but seeing them come together on an album like this is certainly special, but it really goes back quite a ways. I'm originally from Massachusetts, so I was kind of looking up on your bio, and you originally met at the Iron Horse in Northampton, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
I was playing a solo tour, you know, which I kind of started doing pretty early on after I started making records, and took me a while to get a record deal. But I kind of knew that I needed to go out and do solo tours. Not only was it a financial pleasure, but it was a way to figure out whether I really had songs. And I was in between a couple of album cycles, and I was doing a solo tour and played the first time I played the Iron Horse in Northampton, and Sean was on that bill.
I'd been there lots of times. They were real good to me, and I opened for a lot of people. I was coming up and was a huge fan of Steve's, and it was a real coup to get to open the show for him that evening.
Cool. And then all these years later, you're back together. What brought you together to start working on music now?
My idea to do some shows together. I like having a package with someone. It's fun for me. I think it's fun for the audience. I'd done it before with some other artists, and I started to think, you know, who else would this be fun to do with? And I thought of Steve. Just for some gigs, you know, just to get together and do some song swaps and play and sing on each other's stuff, too. So he agreed to do it, and he had the idea to do the record.
It was about our voices together. It was just this thing that happens when we sing that it's not rehearsed. It's not perfect. I'm the worst harmony singer in the world, except when I sing with Sean. And it's weird. It just works. So it was a blast because of that. It was something I'd never really done before, and I'd never really been in a band before, you know. So it was there's that part of it, which was at this point made it kind of intriguing.
So to a certain extent, it was almost like you had known each other for years and years, and then you decided, hey, let's try writing some stuff together, and it just worked out.
We started writing songs during that first tour together. We wrote a couple of things, and we decided we wanted to make a record, and we kept writing. We didn't really have time for a lot of reasons to write the whole record, so we wrote six, there's four covers, and then some older songs and the sort of bonus material of ours that we re-recorded that we performed together in the show.
But originally we were just going to do some covers and then redo some of our old tunes because we'd made them into duo songs, yeah? And then we thought, why don't we write some?
Well, I think I kind of always thought we should write something.
Yeah.
But that was one of those things. I just think that way. I'm never, I need reasons to write. I need a reason to, you know. I'm getting old. I moved to New York when I was, 50 years old. It was like sticking your finger in a light socket. I needed the input. So for me, it was like, it was almost as soon as we started working on it, I started, angling towards us writing as much of the album as possible. And we wrote over half of it. So we did pretty good.
So what's the first song you have for us today?
Well, I think you might have heard this around here maybe, but this is it was the last song that we wrote, ironically so. And it's called You're Right, I'm Wrong. Maybe I'm a little bit blue. Maybe I was out of my mind and you don't know me like you think that you do. Maybe I had it coming. Maybe I want it all. Maybe I was already out on the highway running when I heard you call.
You're right, I'm wrong. I knew all along. I'm wrong, you're right. I miss you tonight. What if I killed all that's holy? What if I told you a lie? What if you ended up believing I only ever meant to make you cry? Every man only wants mercy. Every woman only wants hope. Every time I ever done you wrong, you forgave me. I wondered if I had enough rope. You're right, I'm wrong. I knew all along. I'm wrong, you're right. I miss you tonight. Turning back now, I can still hear the door slam when I'm leaving. I always remember that sound. Don't remember who pulled the lever. Don't remember who made the call. Maybe the truth is neither one of us ever loved anybody at all. You're right, I'm wrong. I knew all along. I'm wrong, you're right. I miss you tonight. You're right, I'm wrong. I knew all along. I'm wrong, you're right. I miss you tonight.
It's 88.5 KCSN, Colvin and Earl performing You're Right, I'm Wrong live here at KCSN. They're going to be at the Luckman Fine Arts Complex at Cal State LA coming up on Friday night for a show. They collaborated together on this album, which is amazing that we've already heard a little bit about how that started up. But once you kind of started saying, hey, let's sing some songs, let's perform some music, how did that process go? How did you collaborate together when you were writing songs?
Well, some of it on telephones. We wrote, that one was written, I originally sent her a guitar riff on my telephone, to her phone, just texted it to her.
There was a little bit of long distance where you kind of have to figure it out?
There was three sessions of 2 days at a time, one in Nashville, because we happened to be there touring, and then the next one was Sean's house in Austin a few months later, and then there was a final one in New York in my apartment, which is like we wrote two there too, so it's like two songs, three sessions, 2 days, basically a song a day when we got together to do it. It's what it averaged out to.
So how did you kind of schedule out time? Was it in between tours or other work you were doing?
I was touring, and I made Terraplane, made the blues record. As we decided to do this, I was finishing the songs for Terraplane, and those plans were set. So I went and recorded that, and Sean recorded a record, and we just kind of went separate ways and had to plan it and write it as we were both touring to support, you know, our last record. So it's just, it was interesting. It sort of defied gravity, but we kind of got it done. I'm not sure how.
And what was the mix like? Was it, you know, one person would kind of take the lead on one song, or was it kind of all over the place?
It was all over. It was like, you know, there were some songs that were, just a piece that she brought in, a melody. There was a Julie Miller song Julie Miller had started giving to Sean, and Sean had written a second verse. That's she's that You're Still Gone closes the record. That, and then I wrote choruses for it. So, and then the covers were even that way. It was sort of like she brought one, I brought one, and that's which is kind of what we're getting ready to do now. We're getting ready to do one of the covers, but the covers were Fantasy Camp. This song, for instance, I'm pretty sure I learned how to play tennis racket. While this record was on the turntable, standing in front of a mirror, and switched over to guitar sometime after that.
So what's what song are we speaking of?
This is you'll see.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright, or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. Don't question why she needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained. Such a cost. Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you when you change with every new day? Still, I'm gonna miss you. There's no time to lose, I heard her say. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time, lose your dreams and you will lose your mind. Still I'm gonna miss you.
Do you need a minute to switch out guitars?
No, we can.
Okay.
You can talk while I'm doing it.
Okay. So. 88.5 KCSN. It is Colvin and Earl live in studio. A gorgeous cover there of the Rolling Stones' Ruby Tuesday. It's on their new self-titled album. And they are in town because they're going to be on Conan tomorrow. Also at the Luckman Fine Arts Complex, which is by Cal State LA. And that's coming up on Friday. Now, you were mentioning Julie Miller a little bit before we went into that song. Buddy Miller was actually the producer you brought on board to help you out with this. What led to him getting involved with the project?
He's a really good producer. He's a friend of both of ours. It was something we had in common because Sean and Buddy go way back. And they were in a band together in the early 80s or late 70s or maybe late 70s and early 80s. And I've known Buddy since 94 or 95, and sang on a bunch of his records. He was in my band for a very short period of time, and then Emmy wanted him back, and it was during those years. And he's just really incredibly talented. Somebody we had in common. He has a great studio in his house. It's a pretty comfortable environment, and we just. It worked. It was definitely the right decision. Every once in a while, you know, you make a decision and it's everything that you thought it would be. You know, he put together a great band and we made it really quick, which you kind of have to do nowadays for the most part. And I like to do it that way anyways, because I'm basically impatient. And I just sort of great players and really, really, really great band. And Buddy played on most of it. So.
Yeah, and it sounds like almost like you were, like, it just, like, and like you say, you were working on things quickly. It sounds like it makes sense when, you know, you guys are both out on the road. It was almost like out of necessity as well.
Well, it's part of it, quickly. Yeah.
I don't know about that. I guess it was, but
well, it is
I
for
have
me.
This, yeah, I have this theory that it's, and this is why Buddy was a great choice as far as I'm concerned, and Steve works the same way for whatever reason. Is, you know, it's just not rocket science if you can sing and play. We sat there. Much as we are right now, just sitting.
The vocals are live. Most of it's us singing in harmony live. There's a couple of exceptions where I knew the song better, or Sean knew the song better, and we cut the track, and the other one sang the harmony later, or maybe what the other one of the two of us was doing musically was a little much of a handful to sort of play for the first time.
But by and large, we just played and
there's
sang
two
together.
Tracks.
We had
there's
music
two songs
stands.
On the whole out of the 14 songs that we recorded. There were two songs that where one of us sang without the other one.
We didn't even know all the lyrics.
Yeah, so
we just hit it.
And for Sean, you know, you've obviously had a great career, and coming up, you're going to be getting a Lifetime Achievement Award at Americana Fest. I mean, what does that mean to you as you continue on your career and you keep making great projects like this one?
Well, my theory about that is, I mean, of course, it's an honor. It's nice to be recognized. I think. That genre of music, however it's defined with Americana, is where I belong. But my theory is if you work hard, you follow your dreams, you do it long enough, you know, maybe something like this will happen. And, you know, it's certainly a compliment.
It's always nice to get a Lifetime Achievement Award while you're still alive.
It does,
you know,
help.
It's one of those things that doesn't always happen that way.
You didn't get to see that.
Well, you've got to. You've got a new single that's coming out called Tell Moses. That's also on the album. So do you want to play that next?
Yep, absolutely.
Talking about the trouble with the Israelites. How am I supposed to build this monument of mine? I can keep the monoliths moving down the line. Tell Moses, tell him go. They're the children of Israel suffering. So tell Moses, tell him true. You gotta lead them where the Pharaoh won't be following you. Water is wine, milk and honey on the other side. Water is wine, milk and honey on the other side. Water is wine, milk and honey on the other side. other side. Keep on traveling along. Gotta stick together if you're gonna stay alive. Ride gear and tear gas, shelf on the edge, waiting with an army over yonder across the bridge. Tell Martin, tell him go. Say the governor's in Montgomery and you gotta let him know. Tell Martin, tell him now. Say he's been up on the mountain and he's gotta show us out. Water is wine, milk and honey on the other side. Water is wine, milk and honey on the other side. Water is wine, milk and honey on the other side. Keep on traveling along. Water is wine, milk and honey on the other side. Water is wine, milk and honey on the other side. Water is wine, milk and honey on the other side. Water is wine, milk and honey on the other side. Water is wine, milk and honey on the other side. Water is wine, milk and honey on the other side. Ferguson, Missouri, people in the streets, hands above a head, standing up with the police. Waiting on a hero, step into the breach. Ain't nobody coming, so it's up to you and me. Tell Mary, tell John, say the hourglass is empty and the judgment day has come. Tell preacher, Farmer Brown, say Joshua blowing his trumpet and the walls are coming down. Tell sister, brother too, tell them where they're gonna meet us and what we're gonna do. Tell Stephen, tell Sean, there's a message in the music, everybody sing along. Come on. Water is wine, milk and honey on the other side. Water is wine, milk and honey on the other side. Water is wine, milk and honey on the other side. Keep on traveling along.
KCSN, Colvin and Earl live in studio. Tell Moses off of their new self-titled album. One more question for you. You've got the show coming up, Luckman Fine Arts Complex at Cal State LA. What on Friday, what can people expect from that show? Is there anything you're adding on from the album, or what's coming?
The whole record, for one.
The whole record and then some other stuff, like some stuff from... some covers, some songs that both of us have recorded in the past individually that we sing together.
Cool. Well, again, Colvin and Earl, Luckman Fine Arts Complex, Cal State LA, coming up on Friday. The title of the album is Colvin and Earl. Thank you so much for coming on by to KCSN.
Our pleasure.
It's 88.5 KCSN.